Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I don't ever want to hear the word Nazi come out of another Democrat mouth again directed at us. Don't want to hear it. Folks, they set themselves up so well for this. Two decades of everyone who disagrees with us is a Nazi. Back when I was at WBT in Charlotte and we just had blogs, I had a Bush Hitler gallery. And it was every time the Democrats likened Bush to Hitler, and they were marching around with these Hitler effigies of Bush and burning them. Look, I don't like Bush, but he's not Hitler. Decades of Trump's a fascist. And folks, think about what the Democrats have done here. They have justified their violence, their vile pro-violence rhetoric from the leadership. With what? Well, we're in unprecedented times. Trump is either a fascist, a Nazi, or Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. So we have to act like this. We got to beat up ICE agents. We got to run them over with our cars. We've never lived with this before. And when the guy with the SS tattoo shows up, the one whose campaign manager says he knew it was a Totenkopf, that's why I quit the race. I knew about the women. They were coming to me. They wouldn't leave me alone. By the way, she wrote a Washington Post article about why, editorial about why she quit the Grand Platinum race, ran 2 days ago. We know it all. They voted for the Nazi yesterday. Now, let's go deep here for a moment, shall we? Eric Erickson on Twitter actually nailed this when he said, you know, why are they voting for Nazi? They claim to hate Nazis. Well, Erickson said, yeah, but they forgave him because he said he was a communist. And he did. He said himself that he's a communist. And he went, oh, you're a communazi. Sure. Oh, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, no, we love that. It shows you how terrifying the space is. But when you look at the Nazis again, I tell you this all the time. Who are the Nazis? But folks, we're watching history repeat itself. You're watching the New York Times and these other publications cover up for Graham Platner. They covered up for him as long as they could to get him over that finish line. Who did they do that for before? The actual Nazis during World War II. Why? Because they were socialists. I've told you this many times. If you went back in time in a time machine, you asked, I don't know, some guy with a swastika on his arm in Germany, hey, are you a Nazi? They'd be like, what's a Nazi? Never heard of that. Why? The New York Times called them Nazis, and then it spread here in America. They didn't call themselves that. They called them the German National Socialist Workers Party. Why did the New York Times adopt the acronym back then? To cover up, because they were all socialists, to cover up the fact that socialists were doing these things. And then they went with a narrative that's been going on for decades. Oh, no, right-wingers are socialists. Sorry, right-wingers are Nazis. The only difference between the modern Democrat Party and the Nazi Party, so named by the New York Times to cover up who they were, is the nationalism. Democrats hate this country. Other than that, absolutely identical. Identical. What is the central plank of their party? We will take over medicine and use it to control the people. Check. We are socialist. Check. We are increasingly virulent anti-Semites. Remember, when the Nazis came to power, they didn't do it on a platform of killing 6 million Jews. They did it on an anti-Semitic platform. Check. Folks, Hassan Piker is the kingmaker in that party. Absolute anti-Semite. Doesn't hide it. Same thing with Zohran Mamdani. Doesn't hide it. His wife cheered on the Hamas rapists and didn't apologize for it. This is Nazi stuff. The reason they elected Plattner, our side's not getting it. We're just not getting it. The reason that they elected Plattner yesterday to represent them for the U.S. Senate is because they increasingly identify with Nazism. It's not despite it. It's not. I mean, folks, understand what's on that man's chest. It's not just a Nazi tattoo. It's a Tonkopf. That is the symbol of the SS. They ran the concentration camps. But they didn't just run the concentration camps. Who were they before that? This is why Graham Plattner identifies with that. They were the street thugs who would beat you if you didn't have their permission to speak, to give a political speech. That's how the Nazis were able to take over. They literally filed in the street and beat their competition, physically beat them. They were legendary for their street thuggery. That's what Graham Plattner identifies with, and that's what they identify with, and that's why they like him. Folks, you spend any time on social media, go look at the left. Go read Blue Sky. It is dripping with anti-Semitism. Everything's anti-Jew, 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 pro-socialism. What is that? Nazism. That's why he won. They identify with it. It's not despite it.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.